Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 272 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Chris, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is a brand new sponsor to the Ask Pat podcast, and I'm so happy to have them on board. Of course, I only have great companies that are here to help you on board, and this is just that plus more. This is SkilledUp.com, a cool site that I've been introduced to recently that I just had to share with you. They have the largest collection of online courses in all spaces of the web, all put under one roof for you. You got to check this out. There are so many things you can learn here, whether you are an entrepreneur looking to improve skills on your own to improve in your business, or you're an employee looking to improve your skills to impress your bosses, make your resume a little bigger. This is seriously one of the coolest things ever. They've just done all the work for you and just put all the great courses out there on the web in all different spaces in one spot. So check it out. If you go to askpat.com/skilledup, you'll go to their page and be able to download their free resource or free toolkit, actually, which is 10 awesome tools for online entrepreneurs. You got to check that out. Totally free. Just go to askpat.com/skilledup. It's free for you right now. Check it out. And again, thanks to Skilled Up for coming on board with us. All right, now let's get to today's question from Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Pat from Essential SQL. Here's my question. So I'm putting together an online course, and I'm going to have pricing, you know, such as like bronze, silver, and gold. And I'm looking to find out what type of content I should be offering at each level. You know, of course, I'm going to have like video, and I'll have a quiz that people can take for the module. But what are the things that you think would really set off the different pricing so that a person would really look at that gold level and go, yes, this is what I want to buy because there's this really awesome stuff in it. Like perhaps it's the transcript of the videos. Who knows? Anyways, I'm just looking for some ideas from you to brainstorm with. Thanks so much. Take care.
Hey, Chris, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I thought it was really funny in the beginning of your question, you said, hey, Chris, this is Pat. So maybe your name is Pat and you thought I was Chris, like Chris Ducker or one of the other Chris's out there. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, this is a fantastic question because selling books on your website is a great way to go about it, especially if you have an audience or you're driving traffic to your website through ads or something like that. And you have multiple tiers to sell your book from, which establishes a base price, but then you introduce these other products and bonuses and enhancements to the book in different tiered packages so that you can better promote your book, offer more things, and have the likelihood that people are going to go for those upper tier products. And that typically, if you do this right, is the case. I've actually done this already. We're doing this right now on my site at foodtrucker.com. If you go to foodtruckr.com/book, you'll see my sales page there for the How to Start a Food Truck book. And you'll see that the book is offered in a three-tier pricing structure. So you can buy the book now for $37. You can buy the book plus a few other goodies for $77. And then you get the sort of what we're calling the all-you-can-eat buffet package for $147. So interestingly enough, most people are going for the upper package. And this is a model that was based off of Nathan Barry from NathanBarry.com, B-A-R-R-Y.com. You got to check him out. He does this on his site as well and does it very successfully. He's made hundreds of thousands of dollars by selling ebooks in this tiered pricing structure on his website. So I'm going to go to his site right now and actually show you and read off some of the things that you can get. He has it structured in a way that's different than mine in terms of where the offers are on the page. And this is something I'm going to be experimenting with too, because this is something new that I'm just learning about Nathan's site right now. So he has the highest price with the highest tier in the three-tier package, which he's calling the complete package. I'm looking at his app design handbook. He has a number of other ebooks and helpful things right now as well. But right now I'm looking at his app design handbook, and that's being sold for $249. And in that comes the book, 9 video tutorials, 9 video interviews, and 5 resources. So things related to the app design world, which could be very helpful. So maybe those are toolkits or code structures that people can use, or certain reports that are involved. I'm not exactly sure what those things are right now. They're listed here. So there's some wireframe templates, there's code samples, there's case study PSDs, which are Photoshop files, and it kind of outlines everything, actually. He does it much better than we do, so I'm going to be taking a look at this in the future. But I recommend checking it out, NathanBarry.com. Go to books and look at his app design handbook sales page. So again, that's the book, which is sort of the base thing, and I'll talk about that in a sec in terms of the pricing. The book, 9 video tutorials, 9 video interviews, and 5 resources at $249. So let's go down to his medium-sized package, and that's $99. That's the book plus videos is what it's called. This is the second tier. This is the book, and then 5 video tutorials, 5 video interviews, and 2 resources. So here I see a wireframe template and a case study, and that's it as far as the resources are concerned. And then the last one is just the book by itself, and that is $39, and that's it. So it doesn't come with all the goodies, and obviously you can see or just hear, for those of you listening, just how beneficial, you know, these upper tier pricing packages can be. And so what the whole premise of this is you have the book as sort of the base price, and the book, you know, some people will buy it. It's sort of the budget option, I guess you could say. But in order to make things work, and you want to entice them with a lot of these other goodies. And for Nathan, he uses resources, he uses videos, and he uses video interviews. For me, on How to Start a Food Truck, which is the name of the book, we have the book as $37, and that's the book. And it also does come with a couple of bonus packs as well, including the Food Trucker podcast transcripts, which aren't available anywhere else. So there's a little bit of a bonus there as well. But for about double the price, you can get to the medium tier, which has the book, and that's where it introduces the audiobook as well. So the audio version of that book, which is another thing you can add. So just recording yourself reading that book or having somebody read it for you, which is something I've done before by hiring somebody on Elance.com to do it for me, a voice talent. That's been very successful in the past for me as well. This also comes with the marketing bonus pack. So the other one was just the business bonus pack and the truck bonus pack, which are things to help people find the food truck that they want to use, and also the sort of business logistics situation, trademarking, and all that sort of stuff. That was included with the book. But now we get into the marketing bonus pack, which helps with branding and what the logo might look like and all those sorts of things, exercises to go along with that. There's also a worksheet pack, which is some more bonuses, and then also the transcripts are included with that as well. And then here's the upper tier price, which we are going to experiment with, not just in terms of what's being offered, but just the pricing as well, because I can see that Nathan goes a little bit higher on the upper tier price, but most people are buying this upper level on the food truck site. So what's to say, you know, how will we know if people would be willing to pay $295, like for Nathan, instead of $147, which we're charging? So we're going to experiment with that. But here's what they get with that. They get the book, and they get the audiobook, which was in the middle one as well. Then they get those bonus packs. They get 8 worksheets as opposed to just half of that in the other one. They get the transcripts. But then here's a few other bonuses that you might be able to consider for yourself too, Chris. So here is a restaurant engine special discount. So they get a special discount to a product that is not ours, but it's related to what they need. So Restaurant Engine is something that's going to help them get their website up and running for their food truck to make it really easy. They get a special discount on that if they get the upper tier package. And then they get lifetime access to the private Food Trucker Mastermind group. So this is essentially a Facebook group that is private that they get access to. And that is a big reason why a lot of people go to this one as well. And that's a place where people can connect and that community is going strong. So those are just a few ideas on what you can continue to add into those upper tier packages. And you want to make sure that you play around with the pricing and don't undercharge for those upper tier packages like we might be doing on Food Trucker, actually. You got to realize that with all those things that you're adding on, there's a lot of more value that you're adding and providing to them. I mean, just this discount to Restaurant Engine alone is worth, you know, potentially $100. So that can be added on and tacked onto the price very easily, or at least part of it. And so you want to think about these things. And what I would do from this point forward is just make a brain dump of anything and everything that you might feel would be a great value to be within the book packages that you have. Don't put them in order yet, or what goes where, or what goes in the base and in the middle one and then the upper one. Just dump it all out, because as soon as you start to try sorting those as you're dumping them out of your brain and putting them onto post-it notes or paper, you're going to start to lose that creative mindset. I mean, this is a big strategy that I've been using lately in terms of writing books. So stopping myself from getting into that editing mode, or that mode where I start to question and wonder whether that's a good idea or not. It doesn't matter. You can always, you know, crumple up that post-it note and throw it away, or obviously put it in the recycle bin. But you want to just dump all your ideas out there. So dump all your ideas out if you haven't done that already. And you had mentioned, you know, videos with the quizzes and stuff like that. That's cool. That's a great start. Put more. I mean, you want 50 of these things right in front of you, and then you can hand select the ones that seem to make sense and put them in different buckets and start to put them in, and you'll see that it's going to add a ton of value to what you have to offer. So, Chris, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. An AskPat t-shirt is headed your way, and I wish you the best of luck with your product and future products as well. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is, again, a brand new sponsor. That's SkilledUp.com. If you go to AskPat.com/SkilledUp, you'll get access to 10 awesome tools for online entrepreneurs that they've specially created just for you. You'll get an amazing array of different things you can do. You just have to download that PDF file. It's really sweet. And then also make sure to check out SkilledUp.com, because that's going to help you understand all of the offerings that they have and other people have to help you improve with and increase your skills with whatever you want to learn. It's seriously the largest collection of online courses out there. So check it out. AskPat.com/SkilledUp. Thank you again for coming on as a sponsor, guys. I really appreciate it. And for those of you listening, thank you again, as always, for spending time with me today. And I want to end with a quote, as I always do. And this quote is from Confucius, and he says, "Study the past if you would divine the future." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.